thank you very much for coming in today. I know you're here in Yuma as part of the meeting of the Arizona Democratic Party. So what was your message today to the Democrats?
You know, essentially, these are very serious times, and that history has kind of put all of us in this position where not only the state, local communities, and indeed the nation will be defined in November of 2020. A lot will be defined about what this country is going to be like. A lot will be defined about the priorities in this country, and that we have to approach that as a very, very serious task. And I think most, you know, the reaction was good, because it's not, you know, I have my favorites in the primary. I've endorsed Senator Warren. But if she doesn't make it, what am I supposed to do? Take my ball home and forget about the fact that other things are going on in this country? No. That you know, we all have to make every effort to have a united effort and put the pettiness aside, in the sense that if we don't understand the consequential election in front of us, then I think we're going to be in trouble. But I sense a real energy of seriousness and a real commitment to effort, and that was very, very good.
Having the first of these Democratic meetings of 2020 here in Yuma, do you think that there'll be a renewed effort, or maybe a larger effort, to get out the vote in this part of the state?
I hope so. You know, I also think that Arizona is in play. The Senate race, Kelly and McSally, that's going to be in play.
How about the presidential race?
And the presidential race is going to be in play. And so there are going to be resources that come to bear in the state that have not been here before. And there's going to be efforts that have not been here before. Voter registration efforts are beginning. And so I think that in terms of Yuma, they're going to benefit from that renewed attention into the state of Arizona. We got to get Maricopa County to understand that there's other parts of the state that are critical. I mean, how Democrats and independents perform in Yuma has a statewide implication. How they perform in Pima County, statewide implication. Santa Cruz, Cochise, statewide implication. And to ignore those is to ignore an opportunity on a statewide basis to wrestle some control from the legislature. Create some balance so it's not just a seamless one-party operation that's going on in Phoenix. And like I said, a chance to grab a seat in the United States Senate and provide some balance and an opportunity for a different majority to run that chamber. Arizona's going to be important. And I think with all what happened last year, with 7,000-8,000 votes in four states basically elected Donald Trump, Arizona now has focus. New Mexico has more focus. And the list goes on, where other states outside of the belt, the Rust Belt, are now receiving attention, and Arizona is one of them. And I think we're going to be in play in both the Senate race, state legislature races, and presidential.
Arizona Congressman Raul Grijalva here in our studios Saturday after giving one of the keynote addresses to the very first meeting of the Democratic Party State Committee for the 2020 vote. I'm Kim Johnson, KAWC News.